Well, as we come to this passage, it'd be great if you had your Bible open in front of you. As you look back on 2025, here's a challenge for you. What's your three-word summary of 2025? Your three, well, and yes, only three words. Okay, I know what some of you are like. Maybe you're going to go for blooming hard work. Okay, or not as expected. Maybe you've gone for joyful and fun. Maybe you're going for surprising, painful happiness. Or you're just going to go for a mixed bag. Now, can you remember back to this time last year when you were thinking about your hopes and your expectations and dreams for 2025? Here's the question. Has 2025 lived up to those dreams and expectations? Has it unfolded exactly like you hoped it would? I don't think it does. I think for many of us, we expected things to happen and they haven't. For others of us, we've been blindsided by things that have happened that we weren't expecting. For some of us, realities have intruded upon our lives and reshaped life. I think one of the problems with that is it can leave us a little bit jaded and a little bit cynical. So actually we think, you know what, heading into 2026, I'm not going to have any hopes or dreams. I'm just going to get my head down and I'm going to plow on through. I've been disappointed before, so the way to avoid disappointment is not to hope, not to dream. Now, I think that idea of disappointment and that leading to cynicism and a jadedness actually can have quite a big impact in terms of how we think about hope in the Bible. So I think we sometimes live with a sneaking suspicion that the new creation will let us down in the same way that the world now lets us down. We think, I don't want to hope in it too much because maybe it will disappoint me. Somehow it won't be all we've dreamed it will be. I wonder what your phobia is. Have you got it? What's the thing you are afraid of? Will heaven be all it's cracked up to be? Will the new creation be all it's cracked up to be if your phobia is there? If there's spiders, if there's slugs. Maybe the thing that's got you down this last year is work. Bad news. In the new creation, we will work. Okay? Maybe you're thinking, can it really be good? I chatted to someone recently who said, well, I don't think the new creation can just be all good all the time, because how would you know if it's good if there's nothing bad? It's like, now there's an interesting twist, isn't it? How can you enjoy and have joy if there's no sorrow? Maybe that's the way you think. Or maybe you think, actually, in the new creation, maybe I'll just get bored. Maybe you're one of these people who's not good at doing the same thing all the time. That's quite a lot of you. And actually, you're thinking, really? It will just be the same thing all the time? Maybe your issue's more to do with the people that may be there or not. Can it be a joy-filled new creation? Can I really set my hope in it if someone I love is not there? I think they are all things that lead us to damp down our hope, to kind of reduce it and shrink it. I think the other thing sometimes can be the way we look at ourselves. We find ourselves thinking, do you know what? I'm not really very good. No, I try and follow Jesus, but I fail. I try and fight sin, but I don't seem to do a very good job of it. And so, surely the danger of me being in the new creation is that I'll mess it up. Maybe God's disappointed with me. So I don't want to hope too much, because what if I'm the letdown? What if God's having second thoughts about not letting me into his kingdom? What if I'm not good enough? Now, we've seen as we've gone through Isaiah 9, 11, 42, and 61 that God is determined to redeem a people for himself. He will do anything and everything. He will move heaven and earth in order to redeem a people for himself. He sends his son, Isaiah 9, to make a new government, a new kingdom. Isaiah 11, he sends someone in the line of David, the servant of Isaiah 42, the spirit-filled, anointed, good news bringer of Isaiah 61. And all of that's about Advent. In Isaiah 65, it shifts. And Advent, the manger, is a distant memory.